Previously on Do or Dice.
We ran into some clerics of fire and they're burning the whole town. They're sacrificing people and something really weird's going on. We're going to investigate further.
The first thing you really see is what makes West Spring the sister city of East Runewood. And that is at the very center of town, a large spire. There is no smoke in the air, but all the buildings are burnt to ash. Until off on one side, you can kind of make out maybe a few tents, some kind of outpost, some kind of camp just off in the distance. About 100 yards south of you, kind of coming along the tree line, you see something basically out of nightmares. It's about 5 feet long, a little taller than you are, and you can see it's kind of being dragged along by a couple of the flame acolytes you met the night before.
We might be able to get the jump on them.
Perhaps literally. How big are these trees, John?
Oh, that is a crit.
Oh,
it's been
no.
fun, fellas. Oh, no. Ordok, no.
Ordok is down. You have ingested a little bit of Drake blood. So it's like, okay, that tastes a little funky.
There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.
What would you guys like to do now? Penny's done healing everybody?
I'm going to be drying my tears because I was sobbing that Ordok died.
Twice.
Nim, you're trying to take the drake apart?
Yeah, it hasn't got a head because it's been punted somewhere. So I'm going to just sort of take its claws for now. And then I'd like to walk past the acolyte number 3's body and rip out one of the arrows and get half my arrows back. And then I'm going to go up to Talmor and say, Talmor.
Yeah, buddy.
Can you reach up in the tree and get my shovel back for me, please?
yeah, man, no problem.
Thanks.
Do y'all think we should check to see if anyone at the camp heard us?
It's probably, I mean, so I guess
it's pretty far off, right? It's like an hour walk.
Are we going to the camp or going to the town? Like, where are we heading now?
Can we see the town from where we are now?
Yes. You see the town before you see the camp. And okay. You see a little bit of commotion in the distance. The roaring punt was quite loud. It's not often people see a flying drake's head.
My bad.
Actually, Talmor, can you go ahead and give me a strength check, please? I just want to see how far you kick this damn thing.
A 9.
Not bad. You've got a good distance out there. The head is probably somewhere in the town itself.
Well, they might be alerted to our presence, maybe. So I guess where does everybody want to go from now? Like how do we want to handle this coming situation?
We could retreat back into the woods for a moment, catch our breath.
Maybe several hours.
Yeah, that's fine. We should probably move from this spot or hide the bodies. I'm just going to walk over like towards the bodies and start picking them up and tossing them over my shoulder. Anybody want to dig a grave?
One of them is still breathing a bit.
Wait, one of them's still breathing?
Goshen doesn't kill.
Oh, yeah.
Really hard. It's like really brutal if you have to beat someone to death with your bare fist. So I tend to not do it.
I used to do it all the time. I guess I hold him up in like kind of, you know, how Ordok was holding Penny. do we need him?
Sort of shrug.
Anybody? Is he awake?
No, no, he is completely unconscious. He's just still breathing.
Kind of blowing his face a little bit.
Can you roll me a charisma check? I just want to see how clean your breath is. Oh, yeah, no, that is... That wakes him up immediately.
Hey, guy.
Hi.
I think my friends have some questions, and I'm going to ask you nicely not to move your hands, or I can take care of that, but just sit here and listen and answer truthfully, okay? I'm going to sit Indian style and kind of sit him in my lap and hold his hands, like kind of have him like sitting in front of me and just kind of holding his arms.
Like a toddler?
Yeah, like a toddler, almost. Just kind of sitting and having my arms wrapped around from behind him.
How many of you are in the camp past the town?
He's just looking around, kind of taking everything in. What just happened, that he's now sitting in a Goliath's lap. Three, four dozen, maybe?
Can I insight check him and make sure he's not lying to me?
Give me an insight check.
Sweet.
Oh, mother.
Nat 20.
Nice.
So many crits today.
I'm checking all of your dice later. Yeah, he is. Yeah, it's coming off honest as hell.
How many more Drakes are here?
I believe we have four others.
Are there any villagers left? Or have you sacrificed all of them?
The sides of his mouth are just going to curl a little bit and almost a smile.
I'm going to kick him in the face.
Damn.
He's going to spit blood to the side. Can just look at Penny. There's maybe 10, 12 left.
Where are they?
You can see he's just going to spit off to the side again. One of the larger tents.
Are your main forces in the town or the tents? If they are in the tent city, how many of you regularly patrol the town?
Our captain has us split pretty evenly. I've been on patrol for the past 6 hours, I'd say. So I'm not quite sure of the current. You see, he's going to spit off to the side again and just give Penny another look. And this time, he's going to look kind of at Talmor, but like, can I have one hand for a second?
Yeah.
He's going to kind of reach in his mouth with his one hand and just rip a tooth out and kind of toss it to the side.
Oh.
I'm going to go and pick that up.
Where are you guys going next? What's the next plan?
He's kind of going to spit more blood off to the side.
Oh, knock it off.
Some goddamn man.
I don't know what the next step of the plan is. I just know that we are going to come here, complete this mission, burn some more stuff down.
Why did you come here in particular?
My boss wanted to get into the tower.
Why?
I don't know.
This guy's got an issue and he keeps spitting on the ground. Can we just knock him on the head with a shovel?
Do you say that out loud?
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay. The plan was to come here. The boss says there's something in the spire. I don't know what it is. I don't know what power it has, but he wants it pretty bad. Apparently, part of how to complete the plan was to sacrifice innocents on the false god's altar. I don't know what the bloody hell that means, but that was the plan. Please don't hit me with a shovel.
Do you do a lot of stuff without knowing what it means? Do you just do what people tell you to?
I follow him.
Why?
He pays me good. Some of the others are a little more religious about it.
Turn out your pockets, what you got, if he said pays you good.
I kind of can't right now. He's going to look back at Talmor, restrained at the mo.
I mean, your robes don't look Gucci, do they?
It's all right, man. Don't worry about it. I'll go for your pockets once we killed you.
He's kind of just going to nod a little bit. I don't carry it all with me. It's in my chest back at the base.
And is it locked?
Of course it's locked. I don't trust anybody else.
Well, can I have the key? And that's not really a question. Give me the key. Or Talmor's going to break your hands.
All right. It's around my neck.
Thanks. I'm going to walk up to him and just grab hold of it and just yank it. And at the same time, I'm going to sort of, when I turn my back on him, I'm going to accidentally twonk him on the head with the shovel, like, donk.
Ow, can you let me go?
Do we need him anymore? Ordok, you have any questions?
No, I'm good. I've gotten what I need.
Quick glance towards the town where the commotion was. They're not, like, coming this way now, are they?
You see a little bit of movement. I'm not quite sure quite how far off it is, but you do see, you know, in movies when you see like a group of people coming, that dust kind of kicks up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of see a little bit of dust in the distance getting a bit bigger of a cloud.
Gotcha. So I just sort of point. I think that will suffice. We might have more friends coming. We should leave.
Wait, did we get a name of his leader? Who is your boss?
My direct superior or the one we all answer to?
Both.
I answer to my captain. Her name is Ember. She's a very... let's just say the dwarven blood is strong in her.
Who's the big bad?
I need to know the season evil.
The arc's enemy.
Wah, wah.
His name is Alan Pryor.
And what's his deal? Do you know?
He wants to tear down one of the barriers between us and the land of Fae.
Damn fairies.
Tell me about it.
There's a Fae creature who works for him, goes by the name of Twilight.
Like the pony?
Oh, dear God. Goshen, you're going to notice that the cloud from the town is picking up volume.
We should really go.
Okay. I'm going to start humming that song from Ghost, from the clay scene, you know, as I take his hands and I bring him up to his own neck and I start like strangling him because we can't leave him alive.
My darling.
Yeah. I'm gonna whisper that song because I'm helping him. And to make it nicer.
I hunger for your touch.
Hey, guys, could you look away?
Yeah, gladly.
Or stare him in the eye. One of the two.
Lonely times. Do it.
Who's closer to me, Penny or Jerry?
I don't know that love triangle. Probably Penny. You guys are actually in a triangle right now.
We actually are.
Oh, fantastic. Screw it, let's lean into it. I'm going to like lean on Penny because my ankle is sprained and I dropped my stick somewhere in the dark, so I need help.
Have you killed him yet, Tamil?
Well, I'm strangling him. It takes about 174 seconds to...
That's weirdly specific.
I don't know the exact... I'm strangling him with his own hands, so he's dying.
I think you should sort of crush his windpipe just as it hits the kind of crescendo of like, I need your love.
And he's fighting this whole time.
I kind of wrap my arms around, or my legs around his waist because we were sitting Indian style as I'm just like holding him and humming that song. It's a beautiful scene.
After a little bit, he's just going to stop moving. As you strangled him to death with his own hands.
I'm going to, I guess, move all the bodies into the tree line.
That probably doesn't really matter at this point.
I don't think we got time for that.
Oh, okay. So do we run at him Braveheart style or go back to the woods?
I'm almost dead.
Oh, yeah.
Should we retreat and come back later or just keep pressing on? Because I can still... heal myself up a little bit.
There's a lot of them and six of us.
Our odds are good. Let's do it. Right? Is that what you're going for?
Not exactly.
Oh.
We were also like, I don't know, do you guys want to rescue these people? Because we were only sent to figure out what's going on.
I guess we want to rescue them.
How?
Let's figure that out. Do we get into the tree line maybe?
Yeah. I guess retreat back into the tree line and find a good clearing or, I don't know, a big hollowed out tree we can hide in or something, or a jungle cave.
Real quick, Talmor, roll me a survival check, please.
That would be a 14, making it a 15.
Fantastic. You guys are deep enough into the forest that you think that you're pretty positive that they can't really follow your tracks.
So after we make it into at least relative safety, I just want to sort of call everyone's attention and go over sort of some of the events that happened in the past couple of days for me, and just say that probably 3 days ago or so now, I actually had a run-in with the Elder Fae of the Runewood. So whatever ritual is happening here, it's working. This Fae is losing control, and I really don't think that's going to go well for the rest of the people in this area. We have to do something. We can't just leave.
I don't know much about Fae, but I do know there are innocent people trapped, and perhaps we could help them somehow.
I say we're here now. We may as well.
I like your attitude.
He's got nothing better to do.
Okay, so I guess the plan is then to figure out how, because there's, what, 6 dozen of them? Or 5 dozen of them? And there's 6 of us.
A dozen apiece.
Yeah.
And 4 drakes.
Oh, yeah.
Can we let the drakes free at all and let them wreak havoc? Do you think they might be chained up? We could perhaps...
The other one wasn't...
No, if it was like the other one wasn't chained at all. It was following willingly, so...
Perhaps we could ride them.
Yes!
We could do that. But it seems pretty that they're pretty loyal to their fire friends.
I would also be partial to any plans we're coming up with not involving us getting burned more.
Yes, I agree with that. Wholeheartedly.
I mean, it seems like we have 2 options here. Going in, like, you know, trying to find a way to sneak in, or part of us, you know, the healthy part of us making a distraction long enough for the other half to, like, go in and save the people.
Well, we have 3 sets of robes here, for starters.
Yeah, we have 3 normal-sized people.
Did you actually grab the robes?
I'll run back out and grab the bodies real quick if I need to. So, yeah. I guess Penny, Goshen, and Jerry could dress up as cultists, go into the town, and save the people.
That sounds like a well-worked-out plan.
Don't see how that could go wrong.
The rest of us will make mojitos and hang out in the jungle together. Unless you guys want to create a diversion.
The thing is, I'm not particularly good at talking.
Then just stay quiet and we'll do the talking.
Yeah. You don't need to talk. You're just a cultist.
Okay.
Just lean on me. It's fine.
As I am currently.
Yeah.
That is the other thing. I am injured, so perhaps you're right. Maybe I should not be part of the distraction.
You're mostly healthy, though. Come on.
I'm mostly fine.
Stop whining.
I mean, I can try to put on one of these robes. I just don't know that they'll fit.
And, like, we cannot just walk into the cultist camp wearing robes. Like, guys, come on.
It works in Scooby-Doo.
So, technically, like, those robes are kind of beaten up and they'd have blood on them. One of them got shot with an arrow. The other 2 got beat up by Goshen. So.
Like, let's just really just stop splitting the party.
No, split it. Split the party.
Mine's all right. I shot the guy in the face. Don't worry about it.
Well, but... Everything did get covered with Drake blood.
Yeah,
so
you're probably all on fire anyways.
Singed up.
Also, like, I could really use a rest, because I assume that the 2 healers are almost out of spells.
I'm going to assume that this is a short rest for everybody, this conversation.
Okay.
That you guys are having in the forest. So do what you need to, short rest-wise. Hit dice might be a good thing, Ordok.
Yeah. No kid. Should we try to... circle down to the camp, staying in the forest, but circle down just to get a better, like, we know how many people they have in the encampment in general, but I think just more information about maybe the layout or like
patrols.
Yeah, should we try to circle down there and see what we can see?
Recon's a good idea.
I'm up for that.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, so you guys are going to take a nice leisurely walk through the forest.
It's a lovely day for a walk.
It is indeed. Ordok, can you roll me a stealth check, please?
Oh, I mean, I can. Oh, actually, yeah. Yeah, I totally can. So that was a six.
So as you guys are kind of walking through this forest, you're noticing that there's quite a bit of commotion. About how far from the tree line would you guys be back in the forest?
I don't think we'd be too far because we'd want to keep an eye on the edge, wouldn't we?
Maybe 20 yards, if that.
Okay. You guys can still kind of see the town and the encampment through the trees. After about maybe 20 or so minutes, you can kind of see where you guys started and that there are some heavy patrols kind of in that area. You do happen to see another drake. A few people that are definitely not acolytes. You actually see a few people in full-on armor, swords by their sides, that kind of thing. You have not really come across that one yet.
The people in armor, do they have like a color scheme or some symbols on them at all that we could see?
You do notice it is some plates are like white in detail, while some are red, almost like a checker pattern. Definitely on the back, you definitely can kind of see a flame. A few of them at their hip pouches seem to have vials stored in them. Can't quite tell what it is, though. It's definitely too far away. You can kind of tell that they all have like a leather pouch by their side.
Are they all human?
As far as you can tell, they're about, you know, standard human height. One or two might be a little bit stouter. From this distance, you can't really quite tell that.
Do you want to hit these guys?
How many were there?
Three.
About seven or eight with a drake.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there's like guys in full plate with a drake.
They're up investigating kind of where you guys came from.
I'd say we'd probably just leave those alone.
Yeah, let's just carry on.
Actually, I just had an idea.
No.
Hear me out. If they're all sending their best men looking at the commotion we just caused, maybe now's the best time to go grab those people.
Just make a dash for it?
Yeah.
You guys are still about 25 to about 30 minute walk from the encampment.
We can figure it out for sure when we get there, but if we don't see a lot of people, we can assume they're where we just were.
That's true. And if we go now, we'll have a lead on them. So I think it's the best way to get in.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Double time it down.
Go ahead, Penny, and roll me a perception check, please.
It's a 10 overall.
From this angle where you guys are coming into the forest, you can definitely see more of the town. It's not so much hidden from being a little bit down in a valley type area. You can see the spire. You can see the total destruction of the buildings. And what you can definitely see very clearly is the base of the runic spire. You can see three drakes at the base and a torrent of flame just everywhere. It looks as though they're breathing fire at the base of the tower. For what reason? Gods only know. But you can kind of see among them, you got a couple of people in gear, armored gear. You can see there's like this stout, can't quite tell gender, but got a large warhammer by their side, and they're just shouting in different directions, waving this thing.
Does that warhammer look fancier than my warhammer?
It looks quite fancy.
Is that a euphemism?
It wasn't until now. Nope.
Now it is.
How big's his warhammer?
Bigger than you.
Oh, wow.
Guys, I found the other three drakes. They're down there.
So it's probably the Ember, the Dwarven captain, right?
Yeah, I would probably say so. So you just want to go down there and talk to her? See what happens?
No. No, that's a horrible idea.
Okay. The drakes look preoccupied.
Yeah.
Some of their best fighters are up here. Maybe Jerry is right.
Should we make a dash for it?
The bigger tent is where they were, right?
Yes, what he said.
All right. Yeah, make a dash. Big dash. Just start running.
Are you guys, so you're going to run out of the forest into the field?
We yeah, we got to get to the encampment, to the big tent.
Or can we, like... So
is that not the plan? Should I stop?
At any point, does the forest get, like, closer to the camp, the tree line? We should dash from the shortest point.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If we're going to dash, can I ride Talmor's shoulders?
Oh, my God.
With my bow drawn?
Yes.
Yes, this is amazing.
Yes. I could actually, I mean, I don't think the combined weight of you all equals like 1,000 pounds, so you guys could all just ride on my shoulders like Russian jet skiers, and we can, I can carry you all into battle.
Could you just like shot put Nim and I both ahead of you?
Yeah. It'll be like that scene in Avengers where like slow-mos and you see all of them like across the stream jumping.
Yes.
But it'll just be us. I got dibs on Black Widow. I think, obviously.
Yeah, because Nim would be
Hawkeye.
What's his name?
And Ordok would be Hulk because he's green.
Oh.
I do have a rage problem. Actually, I think you have the rage problem.
I don't know.
Hilariously, one of my early plans was picking up a few levels in Barbarian. So, sensing a theme throughout this group.
Anger issues.
You guys started up north. You have progressed your way. Like, if you're looking at a clock, you are now about at 4. The camp itself is down between 5 and 6. So you guys have a little bit further to go before the encampment, and there is a bit of an outcropping of forest a bit closer to the encampment.
I think we should continue down the forest then.
Yeah, I think that just making a mad dash without at least taking a look first could potentially not go well.
We could be running right into the jaws of another dragon.
Right.
I could take it.
I have a healthy dose of fear these days.
Don't want to lose you again.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea to stick to the forest until we get as close as possible. Then have a look-see.
Hello, everyone. This is Trent, and welcome to Dicecast, a variable podcast within a podcast, because regular ads are boring. So if you've been following us on Twitter and Facebook, you will have seen that we have been running a sponsored dice giveaway through Die Hard Dice, and that's a beautiful metal set of forged gunmetal with teal lettering dice and a velvet-lined dice tray, which are a beautiful set, and we're really sad to get rid of them, but we drew a winner on the 24th, which was the contest end, which would have been last Tuesday, and it is a user by the name of Aya, or at Magens Fljazens, MagzenFjajzen, if you want to follow her, because I definitely messed that up. Anyway, congratulations to her. Not congratulations to everybody else, or congratulations to losing. I'm sorry. But the good news is there are a lot of cool stuff in the works coming up for you guys to enter to win, because guess what? Here at Do or Dice, we believe in buying your love with loot. So keep that in mind. Keep watching. Thank you so much. And again, congratulations to Aya, and thanks so much to Die Hard Dice with their amazing dice, their amazing prices. You guys are awesome. Thanks for working with us. Enjoy the rest of the show.
We all know about Wormwood Gaming, right? They're a small, customer-focused company that uses the highest quality materials to craft some of the best and most beautiful gaming accessories on the market. We're very happy to be working with them to offer you guys a little bit of a deal. At checkout, use the code DOORDICE, that's all one word, for free shipping within the USA. Check them out at wormwoodgaming.com, do a little bit of shopping, drop that code in, and then give them a thank you for helping us out here at Do or Dice.
After about another maybe 15 minutes, you can kind of see a bit more commotion at the center of town.
Right by the spire?
Yes. Noise, movement, a few more patrol is kind of going up that way, taking some crates. You see a gentleman. He's maybe a head taller than everyone around him, wearing these long crimson robes. I can see there's some tassels of gold here and there. Ordon, give me a perception check.
That is a 9.
You can kind of tell a little bit, because you guys are a bit closer to where this encampment is. This guy with his height, his kind of slender build, his ears just poking out a little bit. This guy looks to be elven. You can see he's kind of got, you cannot see any weapons due to the robe. You're not quite sure if he has any on him, but he seems to be like very straight back walking towards the spire at the center of town. And definitely he's flanked on either side by about 4 guards.
Well, things seem to be coming to a head with this ritual. It's probably not good for anyone.
We could just have Nim drop an arrow in this guy's face just from out of nowhere. Deal with him. Done.
Always happy to drop arrows in people's faces.
I feel like this isn't going to be a just deal with him done situation either.
You don't know if you don't try.
Should we at least look for any remaining townspeople first before we go all in?
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's go find Penny's bay.
Bay? What bay? You're my bay.
Yes! Suckers!
What happened to Goshen?
Nah, Goshen's also my bay.
Just in general, or, you know, from where we are, where is this big tent with all the people in it?
It is more in the 6 o'clock southern area.
Okay. Is there anybody, like, you know, kind of in the vicinity?
No one that you can really see. It looks to be like with the commotion you guys caused further north, with whatever the hell is going on in the center of town, that there seems to not really be many people still at the tents here.
Okay, guys, here's our chance. Let's be quiet and let's go get them. I'm going to start like Scooby-Doo, like, you know, tiptoe sneaking. Just like out.
Like really overly towards. Dramatic, like cartoon sneaking.
Yeah, like overly dramatic.
I think you know what, like, I'm about to ask you to do, Talmor.
Roll initiative.
Give me a stealth check.
It's an 8 on a stealth. Wait, am I the only one going? No,
I'll go with you.
No, but you're at the head of the pack. So you sneaking is a horrible, horrible thing. No, noise-wise, your head is so far from the ground, you can't hear a damn thing. You're like, yeah, I'm doing this right. Everyone around you is like, no, there's a branch. Oh, no, there, you stepped on a tree. Oh, my God, you killed a rat. Noise is just happening all around you. You just can't quite hear it. But nothing comes out of the tents. They're still quiet. It seems to be okay.
Okay. Now it's everybody else's turn.
Well, no, that was just for the group. So you guys are heading into the tent?
Yeah.
Can I like lift the bottom of the tent, or have Nim like get on the ground and like peek under the tent to see if there's anything in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I need to keep an eye out for a loose lockbox as well, so I'm well keen.
As you kind of peek your head under the tent, it's, you kind of see there's like a few braziers in here. At the center is a nice big ass rug. On it, you can see there's a few people kind of bound. Out of the corner of your eye, kind of coming back into the tent from the front, is one guy in a suit of armor.
Shoot
him in the face. Okay, so I'm going to turn to the group and say, guys, they've got really nice taste in soft furnishings. Oh, and there's a guy in armor. But there's only one. I think we could probably do him. Just one by himself.
Is he standing like near the edge of the tent?
On the other side.
You've all seen Thor Ragnarok, haven't you?
Yep.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I feel like Talmor and Nim should play Get Help.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen this, so you need to fill me in.
So basically, it's like I would be like carrying you in, like screaming, "We need help!" And like you know, my friend's hurt, and then I'll throw you at the guy to knock him out.
Yeah, do you want me to disguise self as an old lady or something?
Yeah, if you want to do an old lady, but like, you know, like palm a shiv or something, so when I throw him, you can like stab him in the face.
Okay.
Counter idea. How about I cast whole person on him?
Well, I guess it'd be the better way of doing it, but yeah, if you want to do that.
Hold person and then just go stab him in the neck.
Jerry, do you have a knife?
A knife?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Hmm.
I think I have a dagger. Yeah.
Just something to cut the ropes while he holds the person.
I have a few rapiers if you want to borrow one.
Yeah, I have like a hand axe or like a skinning knife that you can have.
Okay. Yeah, anyway, anything's fine.
Do I need to start singing the song from Ghost again and take care of this guy?
Preferably not.
Okay.
So Jerry's going to cast Hold Person?
Yeah, we're going to form a hit squad.
Do we see anyone else inside the tent? Like any prisoners or anything before we just go...
There were some prisoners tied up on the rug. Try not to get the rug messy because it's pretty nice.
Okay. I'll do my best.
You're going to carry a rug out.
I mean, John did point out that it was a nice rug. So, you know.
He also said it was large. So, I don't know.
Just cut out a little corner.
Yeah, maybe I'll just take a square foot or something.
Yeah, so did you cast Hold Person so we can save
We didn't get
this.
That far yet. Okay, so you're casting Hold Person. Go ahead and give me the roll for it.
They're going to have to make a saving throw.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a wisdom saving throw. I don't have anybody to target, so...
Oh, yeah. No, he succeeded.
Way to go, Jerry.
Did any dragon blood stuff happen?
since he failed, now he's counting on.
No, not quite.
How quickly you get addicted.
Does he seem to have noticed that anything has happened?
He did not notice anything happening.
I will do it again.
Oh my god. Okay, I'll give you this one, yeah. What is your DC?
I believe it's, yeah, 13.
Then, yeah, he passed again.
I'm just going to scoop Nim up in my arms. So are we doing get help yet? Is this...
If we are, then I definitely want to be an old lady with a rapier stuffed down her pants. So I'm going to cast disguise self and turn myself into an old lady, but sort of hunched over in the back, kind of like, you know, like a proper old lady with a big hook nose and wrinkly face.
I mean, okay, so the only issue with this plan that I just now seen is that regardless, like, we'd have to, like, go around the front to go in the door. Why don't you just, like, sneak in there and just do him?
I could do that. I could roll stealth and go in there and just do him.
Yeah, that because otherwise, like, I would have to alert people and he would, like, you know, say, like, oh, hey, that's a Goliath. What? Before he got stabbed. And that might cause problems. So why don't you just go in there as an old lady?
I'll just go in there as Nim. And just
peek in
stealth.
And shoot him.
That's true. We're making this real difficult.
I wasn't going to say anything.
I'm going to roll stealth.
Another idea is we could just like start getting people out right now before we fight him. He's got his back turned.
Okay, let's not do that.
Too late. You rolled the die. You're bound by contract.
I rolled an 8 for stealth.
Can I cast something?
Hold on. So, Nim, you're going in?
I guess so.
Hey, real quick, Penny, what did you want to do?
Can I cast blindness and deafness on him?
On Nim? Sure.
No, not on the guard.
Sure.
There goes all those spell slots from all of our casters.
Oh, no.
Oh, did you save?
I saved. This guy is saved against everything.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm just going to walk in and just tackle him. For fuck's sake. Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Can I just dash in and say, save this, and just cut his Achilles with my rapier?
Go for it.
He's wearing plate, isn't he?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I mean, is he going to have plate armor around his ankles? That's what I mean. Like,
that's a weak joint.
I mean, he's going to have pauldrons and boots, so yes.
Yeah, but that'll be around the front, not on the joint.
Well, if he's in full plate, it goes around the back as well.
No one asked you.
Can I ram it through the join in his plate boot?
Why are you going for the legs? Oh. Get his neck or something. He's going to scream. Oh, my God.
I'm too small. I'm only 3 foot tall.
All right, I'm going to climb on top of the tent, do a backflip, and then dive in and try to just hug him to death.
Make the tent
make this more complicated.
Yeah, how are you going to climb on top of the tent?
That's the point. It's one guy.
Okay. I'm going to go around the front, and I'm going to smack Ryan in the face.
How many things are we doing? What's
I've had enough.
Well, I'm just assuming everything's failing because we can't.
Nim was going in, right?
Yep.
Go, Nim, go.
I'm going at him with my rapier. So this is a 17 to hit.
That is going to hit.
There we go, got him. Yeah, so 10 damage with my rapier. So I'm dashing in, going under the tent, dashing in, and trying to cleave at his ankles and get my rapier into some sort of kind of gap or crevice in his armor.
So you come out of nowhere underneath the tent. This guy is taken aback quite a bit. It's just like, who are you? What's as you come and kind of like slice at his ankles. The noise of him saying, who are you? There's going to be some movement outside. Now that you're actually fully in the tent, you can see the rug where the people are at the very center of it. A few braziers on the edge lighting it up. The front door to this tent is a nice about 10 feet wide, big open airy kind of thing. These two guys on the outside are going to turn in. So they're now inside with you. If you'd be ever so kind, please roll initiative, guys.
See if I can do better than a 3.
14.
12.
21.
19.
An 8.
Damn.
15.
Okay, and because we are at the top of the round, Nim.
All right. So am I sitting there by myself?
Right now, yes.
First of all, I suppose I'm going to cast Zephyr Strike as a bonus action so that I can get away. And then I'm going to walk sort of 10 feet backwards towards the back of the tent so that I got a bit of distance. And then I'm going to pass Hail of Thorns on the two by the front door.
He saved against it.
What prick. So it's half damage on success. So my Hail of Thorns hits him for 5 damage. So with my Zephyr Strike, I'm going to shoot the first guy that I attacked with the armor.
Okay.
So that's 22 to hit.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
So that's 6. It's just for 5.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
And then I'm going to sort of scream and go, guys, there's 3 in here, actually. We thought it was 1. There's 3. Don't worry about the rug. Just get in here.
Jerry.
So is the tent pretty easy to like get under on the other side of?
Yeah, we can kind of tell there's a little breeze that it kind of flops a little bit too much at the bottom.
All right. Then I'm just going to come around straight forward into the tent and whip it up. And when I see that there's 3 guys in here, I am picking it at random. I'm going to cast Witch Bolt. Does a 12 hit?
No, 12 does not hit, unfortunately.
All my spell slots. I'm getting very low.
Anything else?
Just gonna take my rest of my movement to move like down here.
Okay. You kind of see that now that you're in there, there's a few people, maybe about 6 or 7 kind of bound together at the very center of the tent. This big guy that Nim hit. Yeah, this guardian is going to come up to Nim and swing his long sword.
Jerry!
22 to hit.
Damn.
Oof.
And that is going to be a total of 15 damage.
Ooh.
What the guardian did, as he drew his sword, he grabbed to his pouch on the side. This is the same kind of guys you saw run up to where you guys were before. He's going to have this vial, and it's going to be this like nice, shiny red liquid. He's going to just smash it on his sword. The moment he does that, it's going to ignite into flames. It looks and smells very similar to the Drake blood. The moment it hit the air, it kind of just bursts in the flame, and he just has this on his sword, comes up to Nim, and just swings right at him, right across the chest.
Jeez.
panic.
Ordok!
All right. How far off am I? Can I make it in there?
You can get just in there.
Okay. So I am going to just run in and just try to like quickly assess the situation. I'm assuming, so the other two guys that aren't like the full plate guy, what do those guys look like?
I am so glad you asked. They're wearing more leather armor. You can kind of see that they're not as well equipped as the guy going up against Nim. They have shorter swords, more leather armor, a little more kind of rush in, rush out kind of people. You can see that they're mainly just there for extra protection, not as well suited as the guy by Nim.
I have a light hammer as well as my war hammer. Can I just take that and chuck it as hard as I can at one of the like the two other guys?
Totally.
Sweet. All right, so I'm going to aim at the guy sort of closest to me. And that's an 18.
That is going to hit.
Ball peen to the face. So 4 points of damage.
4 points of damage as he takes a ball peen hammer to the face. All right. Next, this other guard that came in at the behest of his comrade is pretty much going to go straight for Ordok.
Of course.
Actually, no. Jerry's technically closer. This guy is going to kind of just push through the people on the ground, like just shove them to the side, come up right to Jerry. And, oh, shit. Yeah. He is close enough to his companion that he gets advantage on his attack. He's going to swing this scimitar back. Oh, fuck. And miss. Both were ones.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Does that mean he gets like extra critical fail?
Or does he fuck up and take out some of the prisoners?
Or like maybe he's a
little... Oh.
Stop giving the DM ideas.
No, it wasn't. No, that's what the crit fumble table's for. So I don't have to do anything crazy like that. Though that doesn't sound like fun. Then it is Goshen's turn.
I'll use one of my key points to give myself a dash as a bonus action. So I now have 100 feet of movement to make sure I can really get in there. And I'm going to take that dagger that someone gave me, dash under the tent, get as close to one of the prisoners as I can, and try to free them.
Yeah, don't worry about me.
I trust you. You can handle yourself. Yeah. These guys, not so much.
Penny!
Well, I'm just going to go in the front door, guys. I'm going to go in the front door of a normal person. And I'm going to cast Bane on these three. Okay.
Yeah, one.
Yeah, you got one of them. The one directly south of you.
At least I managed to do something this time.
Should Penny and I just keep going back and forth casting Bane until we get all of them?
So what did that look like when you did it?
Fucking cool. just stroll in and be like,
hey boys.
Slap him in the face.
Oh, right. It is the other claw's turn. Yeah. I'm sorry, Penny.
Oh, no. She's so squishy. Don't do it.
He's one of those religious followers that
your friend was telling you about that is really into this for their religion. So he's a little excited about this. He's going to swing his scimitar at Penny. 19 is going to hit.
Oh,
and that is no. 14 slashing damage.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
That's so
Nero.
Talmor.
Do I save Nim or do I save Penny?
Save Nim. Easy, buddy.
Save Nim? Yeah, I got it. Sorry. Yeah, I'm going to run in there. Just like when I get in there, go to the biggest, baddest looking dude. Go into rage, obviously.
As one does.
And I'm going to hit him with a 17.
Yeah.
And do 11 points of damage.
Ooh, very nice.
I'm going to run in and like when I do, I'm going to swing kind of for his midsection. Because it's hard to swing a big sword if you're, you know, broken ribs. So I'm going to cause body damage and hit him in like kind of midsection ribs.
Very nice. Anything else?
No, I don't know that I can do anything else.
All right, top of the round, Nim.
Okay, I'm going to jump up and grab hold of like the rim of his plate armor that would sit around his neck and kind of scrabble with my feet up his waist and then cracking him on the head with my rapier.
Can you give me an acrobatics check, please?
Yeah. That's a 21.
Yeah, you got right up there.
Bop him in the face with a rapier, which is not really bopping, is it? It's more piercing him in the face with a rapier.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, 16 does not hit.
Oh, well, I look really good. And then I was so excited with myself for climbing up and getting so high. And what happened was I saw Talmor next to me and I was like, whoa, I'm as high as Talmor. And then I kind of looked down and was like, oh my God, that's a long way from the ground. And then all that kind of just made me and just swish past his ear with my rapier. And then I fell on the floor on my bum, looking a bit sorry for myself.
Jerry!
All right. I'm low, but I ain't out. So I'm going to grease the floor.
Oh. Yes. I ran a fire coat. I like this plan. I like this plan a lot.
Dirt floor, right? This is going to be some mud wrestling.
Yeah, it is. It's about to get real sexy in here.
Take my staff and kind of wave it in the air and point it towards the ground, and the ground just kind of like bubbles into this greasy, nasty pile, and he has to make a dex save.
And he did.
He did.
That was a crit. I got a crit on the save.
Nice. This dude's a badass.
But the grease stays there, so.
All right. Anything else, Jerry?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just walk away and take the opportunity attack.
Okay. Yeah, his opportunity attack is going to hit you 18 for 7 damage.
All right. But I'm okay.
Jerry, no.
All right.
We've already lost someone today.
Flame Guardian is up. He is going to swing at Talmor. Going to miss. As he brings his sword back, however, is also going to miss. He had a halfling climb him. He's got grease at his feet. He's a little distracted right now. A lot of stuff's going on.
Motherfucker. Come at me.
Ordok.
I'm going to move to the guy that I threw the hammer at earlier and just attack him with the big hammer this time.
Nice.
And that is a 20. Non-natural 20.
A dirty 20.
So I have my hammer with two hands, so I'm just going to do like a big upper swing and come down on him.
I like you're at the carnival.
Yeah. 9 points of damage. Nice. Oh, actually, you know what? I'm going to also use a spell slot to cast Divine Smite, which gives me an extra 2d8.
Nice.
So as I smack him with a two-handed hammer, the Divine Smite also is like a radiant damage. So like as the hammer's coming down, it glows a little bit, and I just like completely nail him across the face, hopefully.
Yeah, and he's out.
sucker.
Oh, nice.
All right. It is his friend's turn. His friend is very much not happy and is going to make one attack against Goshen. He's going to miss. Son of a bitch. Second attack against Ordok. Both are going to miss. You got to be kidding me.
They're not the best and brightest.
No, they're really not. They should all be like their leader. Goshen.
So I nearly, you know, dodge under that guy's attack and look up. Ordok just downed one, and now him and Penny both have this other guy. So I'm just going to keep trying to free prisoners, just scuttling around on the floor, cutting ropes, get as many up as I can. And as a frame, you know, like, sort of motion. Move to the back. Wait for us there.
A few of them are definitely going to, you know, be able to get up. They're going to duck a little bit and start trying to just get out of the way in the confusion that the battle is causing. Penny!
I really want revenge on the guy that hit me. Never mind.
Sorry about that.
Why did he cut me?
Just like up her shoulder.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm being a bit quick about it, but I've got really mad all of a sudden. So I'm just going to stand up straight and stare at the guy in front of me. And when I do, he hears the deep sound of bells as I cast Toll the Dead. And I miss.
You just can't get that spell off.
I really can't. No, I was trying to be badass and nothing happened. Never mind.
All right, Talmor.
I'm going to attack recklessly and get this guy done. The 23 to hit.
That's going to hit.
And a 9 damage to the body again. Yeah, swing for the same kind of rib area. Just keep hitting them with my axe.
Very nice, very nice. Nim, top of the round.
I'm going to, before we were talking about his boots and stuff, does it look like he has kind of cracks in his boots? Like, is there a kind of place that I can wedge something in?
No. Oh.
Okay.
His boots are relatively, I mean, it's kind of ankle protection up to the shin. It's very kind of well-crafted, well-made. Roll me an investigation.
Okay. 14.
You can't quite find any openings in his feet.
Okay. So I'm just going to jam my rapier into his crutch then.
Nice, nice. Okay.
Fair. 14 to hit.
That is going to miss, unfortunately.
He's small knee.
Yeah, you can't quite find it. It's a little hard. I mean, he's only good at so many things. Jerry!
All right. Tired of using all my spell slots. So I'm going to take a page out of the Acolyte's book, and ball of fire is going to well up in my hand, and I'm going to throw it at him.
Roll me.
What did you want me to roll? Because I'm glad you roll anything else.
This is going to go real great in a tent encampment that's filled with grease.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's filled with... So we're gonna scratch that one. I'll be nice this time, kind of, sort of. Well, that depends. We'll see. Roll me a constitution check real quick.
19.
Okay. Unfortunately, the one does stay.
Okay. Natural one to hit.
Yeah, natural one to hit that. Yeah, unfortunately, that is not going to hit. Guardian. He's going to swing his sword at Talmor. That is a 22 to hit, and only 2 damage because of your stupid, stupid raging.
That's right. I don't feel pain.
As he swings at you, he's going to come around and start swinging his sword down at the ground in Nim's direction. And that is going to miss. That's going to go right beside Nim. Ordok.
I am just going to turn around. And as I swing around, I'm just going to sort of look at him and be like, one down, one to go, and move in for the attack. Although that probably means I'm going to miss him. That is a 21 to hit.
That is going to hit.
And I think I'm going to do the same thing. So I'm going to burn another spell slot to smite.
Uh-huh.
And so initial damage from the Warhammer is 10. Plus smite is another 9.
Uh-huh.
Night, night.
Yeah, he is night, night.
Being a badass.
Goshen.
Badass over here.
Just freeing prisoners.
Three more prisoners. At this point, you probably got the last one out of the room.
Okay. So was it my action to get the last one out this turn?
Yes.
Okay.
Penny!
Whatever I do, it's probably going to fail. So,
oh, man. Yeah. That's sad.
Can I cast Thaumaturgy to try and distract the Guardian with something? Like a really, really cute bunny rabbit. What's he weak to? It's a weakness. Puppies.
We can go for it, but roll me a flat d20 to see if it affects him at all, because he's pretty much in. He's very focused right now.
18. I'm going to distract him with a puppy, a fake puppy, obviously, a mirage of a puppy.
Thaumaturgy is more of a sound than an illusion, isn't it?
Can I? Okay, I can create some ominous whispers for him.
Okay.
There you go.
We're really freaking out. Tell him that
he's about to die or something.
That is a little disconcerting, wow. Yes.
To freak him out, yeah.
Delmore!
Attacking recklessly again, and I'm going to try to see what I can do to the 16 to hit, and then nice. Oh. 17 holy damage. Crap.
Very nice.
That was a full 12.
Damn. All right, top of the round, Nim.
I'm going to go again with the rapier and just try and dig it into him wherever I can, because I've missed the last two times trying to actually pick somewhere special, so I'm just going to just swing it wildly at him and just hope that this time I connect. For 13, I miss.
Yeah, that is unfortunately not going to hit him.
Hey, Nim, thanks for the help. Yeah, we're doing great. Buddy team forever.
Jerry!
All right, this time I got it for sure. So I'm going to take one step closer. And then Firebolt. I already missed with a 14.
14 is yeah, no. No. It is the Guardian's turn once more. He's going after Talmor.
Oh!
That is a crit.
Oh no.
Only 4 damage due to your raging resistances.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome though.
Hate you.
I love you too, John.
Second attack against Talmor. 17 to hit. Not as nice as a crit. And that is 3 more damage.
If it makes you feel better, you've gotten me all the way up to 9 damage. So I'm feeling pretty bad.
I almost killed Nim in the first stroke, so I feel pretty good about that. Ordok!
Can I make it to the plated dude without, like, getting into the grease? Can I, like, stand outside of that and still hit him?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, I'm going to move to hit. So just do a quick charge with my hammer. And miss horribly. That's a 7.
Oh. It was the grease. We'll blame it on the grease.
Yeah, it was the grease. Goshen!
I'm not touching that garbage fire. I'm going to like lift the tent up and start ushering the prisoners out toward the woods that we just came from and move with them there. to try to keep them safe and out of the way because we're making a lot of noise.
Yeah, just a little bit, aren't you?
That's not threatening at all.
What? Penny!
I think I'm just going to sigh in exhaustion. And try and cast Hold the Dead again. Please.
It'll work this time. I just know it.
It didn't.
He saved exactly.
It was the grease. Blame it on the grease.
It's always been the grease.
This grease are just really muffling those bells.
Talmor!
Do another little bit of a reckless attack. Gonna hit him with a 23 to hit. And then finish him off here. With 15 damage to kill him.
Finally.
I'm gonna put my axe in between his mouth. Just to like kind of separate his bottom and top jaw. Beautiful.
You want to know how I got these scars?
Goliath.
Big Goliath.
You guys are out of combat.
All right, we need to get the prisoners out of here.
They're already gone.
They're already gone. They're out.
Wait, where did the prisoners go?
Poke my head back under after the last one gets out. This way, come on.
Oh, okay.
So you guys are taking the prisoners back out to the forest-ish area?
Somewhere where we can conceal them from sight.
I'm going to check the big guy real quick to see if he has any more of those vials of what I'm guessing would be the Drake blood.
He has two more vials on him.
Okay. I'm going to take those.
Okay.
I'm going to go pick up my ball peen hammer from the ground.
I'm going to go to the prisoners and see if I know anyone.
The grease destroyed the rug, unfortunately. I know. It just started to spread everywhere. It was just a mess.
You never get it out.
No. It just doesn't quite tie the room together anymore. Thankfully, none of the grease got on the braziers.
I'm going to just sort of sit next to the guy, like crouch down next to the big guy on the ground, and just sort of repeatedly hit him with my rapier and just say, "You're not dodging now, are you? You're not dodging now." And then I'm going to walk out of the tent.
Oh, look, my whole person finally took effect.
As you guys are outside, you can kind of see that these villagers are not in the best shape. Where the ropes were, they've got burns on their arm. Some of them, it looks as though they were used for target practice to some degree. You can kind of see that there are just areas of their outfits that are just burned and torched to some degree. People are just disheveled. Not the best conditions.
How many prisoners are there?
There are 10.
10. Okay.
Is the old man there?
The old man is not there.
Is old man there? Don't you, baby?
Yes.
Is creepy gnome woman there?
No, she is not.
Okay. How's old man looking?
A little worse for wear. Not the greatest. You can kind of see she's over to the side, just like rubbing her arms, kind of get the feeling back in them from the rope. She's going to look up and actually see you.
Penny? Penny? Dear, what are you doing here?
I'm saving you. Well, Goshen's saving you.
Hello.
What happened?
One morning we awoke. There was a caravan coming in. Priests traveling, you know, standard normal stuff. But after a few days, it wasn't so peaceful anymore. No, they brought the drakes, started burning the buildings, rounding us up. It was a nightmare. So,
I can see your eyes are going to glaze over a little bit.
So many died. I didn't know we had that many people here.
I think she's going to kind of look around.
I think we're all that's left.
There's no one else?
Unless they're keeping them someplace else. I haven't seen anybody.
Do you know what happened to Timothy?
I saw him the first day.
I can see she's going to get a little more animated.
He was trying to fend off against a few of them. I don't know where they took him. Dear, I'm sorry. I don't know where he is.
That's okay. I'd heal you, but I haven't got any spell slots.
I was going to get to that, so you can have your conversation.
She's kind of going to look around, especially looking up at Talmor.
Who are your friends, dearie?
Honestly, your guess is as good as mine.
I'm Talmor.
Hi.
Hi.
The elven. The elven bloke, the tall one. Seems to be running the show, apparently.
We should probably just get away for now.
Do you know what they're doing with the drakes on the tower?
They're trying to get in. They're, from what I overheard...
Just kind of go look around like there's someone around that she shouldn't be talking about.
They're planning on using the drakes to weaken the first level, hoping they can bash it in. Apparently they have some strong woman that's... They're hoping she can bash in with a hammer.
Amber.
They, it seems they want something in the tower. We don't know what it is. No one's ever gotten inside.
I didn't even know there was an inside.
They say there is. I don't believe it, but then again, I've never seen a drake before, and yet there's five in the town.
Four.
Four? No, dearie, there are five.
There's four. Talmor over here saw to that.
I killed one.
Oh! You are a big one, aren't you?
I cut his head off.
It's just an old woman.
Bathed in his blood.
A few of the other ones around her are just going to be like, just eyes opening like, oh shit.
What should we do? Because we should probably get to the tower and stop them ASAP, but
we're all completely
really
useless.
Fucked up.
Not to mention we have prisoners now.
Yeah. I'm very, very much less useful than I was about 10 minutes ago.
I'm going to ask the old man, how long have they been going at this tower?
A few days now. Today is the first day with the fire. Before, they were trying different ways to go about it. Explosives. Magic. Magic didn't really work. Magic backfired big time from what I heard. That was a nice explosion. But today, they're hoping a few hours of Drake fire. And they're hoping they can just bash their way in.
Sounds like they are running out of ideas.
And maybe this tower will hold for one more day and we can get these people back to safety. Or somewhere more safe than here.
At least far enough away that they won't be in immediate danger, I agree.
Yeah, now you need to take a nap. I am super
I'm going to survey the former prisoners, the survivors, and sort of pick...
The new prisoners, ones that were our prisoners.
I don't really know how HP works with common folk, but if I were to heal them one HP each, would that be significant, or would they going to need more than that?
A few of them would probably need a little more than that. I would say that would help them probably move a bit quicker.
Okay.
If they were trying to run out of here.
I'll sort of survey and pick the worst seven and just sort of do a little bit of a loop and be praying under my breath and just tap each one just on the shoulder or on the arm as I walk by, and I heal seven of them for one HP.
Okay.
I was going to do a medicine check to just kind of help bandage up people, but I rolled a 4 with a -1, so it was a 3.
You're using the wrong side of the bandage.
I can carry at least two or three people if they're like really hurt or old and slow us down.
A few of them definitely you kind of see are a little more worse for wear even after Ordok's assistance. Old Nan is having an issue standing.
Pick her up and like put her on my shoulders.
Oh dear.
Hold on.
Okay.
And then I can grab two more people with my arms.
You managed to find one's a kind of a child, the other one's a little elderly man.
Where are you taking us, darlings?
That's a fine question.
This doesn't matter at all, but old Nan isn't wearing like a dress or a skirt, is she?
No, she is wearing like pants.
Okay. Just curious.
You can kind of see that all of them sort of had the same just standard linen outfit on. No one's really standing out. Everything's kind of just plain linen outfits.
We could just go back. I mean, it's only a day and a half trek.
Could we send a message to have a party from East Runewood, like meet us halfway?
Right now, your sending stone has been used for the day.
Okay.
Plus, having people trek through the runic forest with, we know there's at least two more patrols out there with flame vipers, because there's three of them in the forest, so we'd be sending people into patrols of cultists and flame vipers.
Yeah, it's just going to be like a 3-day turnaround to get there and back with this spire.
Is there anywhere that I know of, like in the forest, maybe like off a couple hours that we could put them? Maybe some like old buddies that I know or something that we could watch out for them so we could rest and come back?
You do. Go ahead and roll me a survival check. This isn't going to affect... You definitely have somebody in mind. This will determine how far away they are.
13.
13. Fantastic. You recall that about maybe 4 hours south of here, a bit southwest, in the complete opposite way of East Runewood, that there is a cave, and that there are some people that used to live there. There's some gear, some rations. They got to keep them themselves, so you're not quite sure how they're going to feel about people, but as of right now, it's your best bet.
All right, I have a place that we could take them. It's a little bit southwest from here, but it should be safe. For now, we can rest there, kind of get our wits back about ourselves, and then come back and do this, and it'll take a lot less time than going all the way back to East Runewood. So, follow me.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Do or Dice is produced weekly for your enjoyment. Show notes, character sheets, and bios can be found at doordicepodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter or Facebook at Do or Dice Podcast. Do or Dice is a very new podcast. Please give us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you shop for your podcast. Thank you again for your support, and check us out next week. Same dice time, same dice channel.
There was a time